Hey, this is Matt from Cursive, and you're...
On the beach beside that old hotel. They're tearing it down now, but it's just as well. I haven't shown you everything a man can do, so stay with me, baby. I got plans for you. This is the time. Remember, 'cause it will not last forever. These are the days to hold on to, 'cause we won't, although we'll want to. This is the time, but time is gonna change. You've given me the best of you, and now I need the rest of you. Did you know that before you came into my life, some kind of miracle that I survived? Someday we will both look back and have to laugh. We lived through a lifetime and the aftermath. This is the time. But 'cause it will not last forever. These are the days to hold on to, 'cause we won't, although we'll want to. This is the time, but time is gonna change. I know we gotta move somehow, but I don't wanna lose you now. Sometimes it's so to let a day slip on by without even seeing each other at all. But this is the time you'll turn back to, and so will I. And those will be days you can never recall. Again behind the dunes, this beach is so cold on winter afternoon.
This is WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Laylee Saleh. I'm not Lali Saleh as I was introduced, but it was kind of him to try introducing me, the last host. You're listening to Chiang Classics. Welcome to my last show of the big 2026. I'll be back probably like February 8th or something like that. Some updates. I've been pickleballing more and more. I'm leveling up. I had two finals and two presentations this week, and one of my groups was really, really bummy. Actually, both of my groups are really bummy. I'm gonna miss College Park. That's another update of mine, but I'm ready for the big open world. And Yeah, the other day I like side quested to the lake and I got stuck under a fence and it was pretty bad. Oh yeah, and like I said in the last show, I'm probably gonna make a little website with my past recordings so you guys can listen to it whenever. And I don't know, today I was thinking like maybe if there's a student run radio over there I can try and play some shows there, but I don't know if that's like a possibility. Just an idea. Oh yeah, my only campus shout out today is, well, I guess I have two. Good luck on finals, and I hope Canvas is good now because it got hacked, for those who don't know. And also Falafel Inc. is having a BOGO deal, so if you want to go to Falafel Inc., you should go today. I don't think I'm allowed to say that on the station, like promotions like that, but whatever. Also a quick shout out from one listener to another listener that was requested of me. From Lucas to Shira, happy 3 months. He loves you very much, and I hope you guys have a great day together. So, okay, our first song of the day was introduced by Nelly. I don't know if she wants to say anything about it. No, she said no. That was This Is the Time by Billy Joel. Sara said I wasn't speaking to her, but it's okay. I think it's a good song, so I approve. This second song of the day is Knocks Me Off My Feet by Stevie Wonder, and it's from his album Songs in the Key of Life. I hope you guys enjoy this one.
I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from our hearts told only to the winds, felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore. Thank you.
Okay, guys, that was Knocks Me Off My Feet. The first question of the day is for Nelly. She brought the first song, the Billy Joel song. So she's a graduating senior. She's 22 years old. So my question is, how do you feel about graduating?
I feel pretty good about graduating. Like, yeah, it's sad, but I think everyone that I'm close with here will still stay close with me post-grad, and I don't know, I feel good.
All right. Yeah, that was the first question of the day. This next song is by Tame Impala from their album, or I don't know if it was one person, but whatever, from this person's album, Currents, and I feel like this song is pretty, like, it's giving, like, reflection on your life and, like, changing and evolving, you know. So this is On the Nose, yes. This is Yes, I'm Changing.
Oh,
Okay, guys, that was Yes, I'm Changing. Okay, so our next one is going to be Cologne by Bia Badoubi, which I don't really like that name, like the artist name at all, but that's just my opinion. I think it's a little too goofy. But anyway, our next question of the day is for Sean Yee, and you might remember him because he was actually featured a long time ago, and he kept mispronouncing the country Libya, and he said Libyan, and it was kind of embarrassing. But he's back, and he's redeeming himself. So the next question of the day is, what will you miss the most about college, and what are you looking forward to? Okay.
Yeah, so about college, I definitely miss the lack of responsibility and being able to go around and just get food with friends, just be very spontaneous in what I want to do, and have the freedom to just go out, play basketball, eat food, just play pickleball at like 10 p.m., just things of that nature. But I'm definitely looking forward to building a routine and building towards where I want to get to. I think I can be a bum for long enough, but just putting my head down and actually working towards my goals, that's something that obviously I have to live to. So, yeah.
Okay, that's a good response. I don't know if his mic is working too well. I'm going to switch it over to that one. But, yeah, thank you, Sean. So, yeah, the next song is Cologne. All right, guys, that was Cologne. Apparently, I was, like, speaking ill of her, like, the way that her name is pronounced, the artist, and I was mispronouncing it the whole time. So, please scratch that from the record. Okay, I don't know if I should switch the songs. Okay, I'll play Ribs next by Lorde, but I'll have another question be answered by Neha. So, the question is... what is your biggest advice or takeaway from college?
Hi, guys. I'm Neha. This is my first time, so I'm really excited. But my advice that I would give to underclassmen would be, well, I was talking about this with my friend literally yesterday, and I would say that in a couple years it will be funny. So just do whatever you want and have fun. Be spontaneous, like Sean said. And in a couple years it won't even matter. So if you want to stay in and study, but you would rather hang out with your friends, just hang out with your friends. And it will be worth it.
That's good advice. I agree. Okay, this is Ribs by Lord. Alright, that was Ribs by Lord. My mom texted saying, love me some Lord, and I can agree. I haven't listened to her newest album all that much, though. Probably should. I like David from that album. But, what to play next? I'm thinking Evergreen by Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. If anyone wants to answer a question before then, they can do so. Chat? No? Okay, they don't want to. Next time. So, this is Evergreen by Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. Guys, that was Evergreen. Very short song, but I think it's cute. What to play next? I'll play a little bit of the Smith song. It's called Pretty Girls Make Graves.
Up on the sand, up on the bay, there is a quick and easy way, you say, before you illustrate, I'd rather stay. I'm not the man you think I am. I'm not the man you think I am. And sorrow's native son, she will not smile for anyone. And pretty girls make graves.
All right, Morrissey's getting cut off. Okay, this next one, I think I'm just going to play like a little bit of many songs. I think that's the move today. Should I play my song, the one named after me? Yeah, I'll play a little bit. This is Lightly John by Omid Zahir. I'll play a little bit.
Lady, 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 it's your
That's enough of him. Shout out to Ahmed Zahir. So, what to play next? Let's do Night Changes by One Direction. This is one of my sister's favorite songs. Yes, this is from their album 4, and it's the deluxe one.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. We're only getting older, baby, and I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything that you've ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up. But there's nothing to be afraid of.
Had a cigarette, heart is beating loud, and she doesn't want it to stop.
Moving too fast, moon is lighting up her skin. She's falling, doesn't even know it yet. Having no regrets, it's all that she really wants.
We're only getting older, baby. I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything that you've ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up. But there's nothing to be afraid of.
Kind of dress reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she lost.
We're only getting older, baby, and I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything that you've ever dreamed of.
So my next question is for Elle. I don't know what that sound is, but Elle can just scooch right on up. So, Loki, you want to pick the next song too while we're at it from this?
Out of all your options.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
We'll do Where'd All the Time Go. I think that's fitting for the question.
Okay. So Elle is actually my year. She's a rising senior. So the question is, how does she feel about, like, entering almost her last year? Yes.
A little bit terrified, because I feel like that means my college experience is coming to a close, and I've had a really great time. I think I'm going to be, like, feeling really nostalgic the whole year, but I'm still excited. I think it's going to be a great year. It just might be a little bit sad vibes in the background.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so she picked Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. So we'll play a little bit of that, and I hope you guys enjoy this one. Alright, so what to play? Maybe You Get What You Give by New Radicals. We'll play a little bit of that. All right, guys, we're approaching the last few minutes of the show, 13 minutes. I'm going to play a song that I've played maybe six times, but I think it's relevant. This is What Once Was. Shout out to Hers. I don't know what's going on with the mic right now. Okay, that was What Once Was by Hers. This next song is recommended by Neha. It's called Never Be Yours. She told me just now that she listened to it a lot when she was abroad in Barcelona. So yeah, all I want to say is I'm pretty excited about that, but I'll touch on that a little bit more when the show ends. So before we play the song, Sean had a question that he wants to ask.
So what have you taken away from doing this radio show for the past 2 years?
Thank you, Sean. So I would say, like I'm not a very spontaneous person. I'm actually, like, I feel like I get pretty anxious about having to do things, like, even if it's, like, just with timing. Like, I'm always, like, preparing. Like, how I used to be is, like, if I had, like, class at 9, I'd wake up at 6 and, like, mentally prepare for the day. Like, that's a weird way to live, and I don't like that way. So I feel like what this show has taught me is to be more spontaneous and also just care less. Like, even if it's, like, sometimes not that many listeners, it's still, like, a good amount. Like, we usually average, like, 20 people. So, like, I feel like having people to kind of talk to one way, it's just kind of, like, freeing, because it's, like, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's just nice, like, practicing just saying whatever I want. And it's nice to have, like, that dialogue, too, when guests come in. I feel like overall just taught me to be more spontaneous and just try new things. Like, I didn't come into college necessarily thinking I would do anything like this, because I actually really hate public speaking. But I think it's kind of because it's just my voice. Like, I don't mind it. And yeah, and also, like, I feel like it increased my confidence too. And that's always a good thing. So that was kind of my rambly answer. And if anybody is entering college or is still in college and is interested in having a radio show or anything, just something that they didn't expect they would do, I would highly recommend you take every advantage of every opportunity you're given. So that's my little spiel. So yeah, this next one is from Neha. This is Never Be Yours by Kelly Uchis. And I hope I pronounced that right, but yes. Guys, so that was Never Be Yours. Thank you, Deha, for the recommendation. It was very calming, very nice. soul. Okay, I had a little... Sean is trying to read what I'm writing, but he's backed off now. So I had a little spiel for the last song before I end, because it is 12:57. Thank you for listening the past couple of years. I know sometimes it's not always the smoothest ride, but I really loved hearing what you guys thought about the songs and like all the feedback. Sometimes a little harsh, but it's okay. I appreciate it either way, and it helps me grow. So yeah, thank you so much. And also for those of you who are co-hosts, like the people right now in the room, or just in general, anybody who came in and anybody who just listened from time to time, thanks for doing so. Thank you for tuning in. As I said before, it's taught me a lot. I've always been like kind of on the shyer end with stuff like this, even though that doesn't always come through. But it's kind of taught me to use my voice more and be less scared to voice my opinions, even though in general I'm pretty opinionated. And if it's one thing, like I said before, that you should take away from the show is just try new things. Don't be scared. Like, I feel like embarrassment is so much better than having any kind of regret. And I read a quote once saying, like, embarrassment should be exercised more, and that's, like, a skill to have. And I agree. And, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And also, thanks to the loyal fans who tuned in every week. Shout out to Ray. She couldn't be here because she is working now. But she came every single show last year at 8 a.m. on Thursdays, and she's the GOAT for that, and I'm sad she can't be here for this last one. Shout out to her, and shout out to my parents and my family. Yeah, I really enjoyed having you guys text in the little group chat, and I hope you guys enjoy this next one. This is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. I hope you guys have a lovely rest of your year. And this is not a goodbye. Talk to you soon.